today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brother, dear sister, salam. So welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Thank you very much for choosing this program to listen to, in which we're going to speak about the Holy Quran in life. من الآيات والتفسير ويسقي العقل والتفكير يواكب واقع التغيير يشيد بالوئام صروح يشيد بالوئام صروح يشيد بالوئام صروح Today, Wednesday, 3rd of Shawwal, 1446 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 13th of Farvardin, 1404 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 2nd of April, 2025 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. As usual, and as the ritual of this program, we open Allah's book, the Holy Quran, and we'll listen to chapter and verse 19.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم قل أي شيء أكبر شهادة قل الله شهيد بيني وبينكم وأوحي إلي هذا القرآن لأنذركم به ومن بلغ أئنكم لتشهدون أن مع الله آلهة أخرى قل لا أشهد قل إنما هو إله واحد وإن أني بريء مما تشركون.
Say, what thing is greatest in testimony? Say, Allah is witness between me and you, and this Quran was revealed to me that I may warn you thereby and whomever it reaches. Do you truly testify that with Allah there are other deities? Say, I will not testify with you. Say, indeed, he is but one God, and indeed, I am free of what you associate with him.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Besides all other prophetic miracles, unseen aids, and frustrating the hostile plots, the Quran itself is the greatest evidence to the Prophet's messengership. The messengership of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his pure family, is both worldly and eternal for all humankind and in all ages. However, a permanent warning indeed should be accomplished with an everlasting warner. Therefore, the divine imamate and leadership should also be together with the Quran forever.
إِنَّ الْقُرْآنَ لَنُورٌ يَتَفَجَّرُ فِي جَنَبَاتِ يَرْفَعُنِي عِنْدَ مَلِيكِ الْخَلْقِ لِأَعْلَى الدَّرَجَاتِ
إِنَّ الْقُرْآنَ لَنُورٌ
يَتَفَجَّرُ فِي جَنَبَاتِ يَرْفَعُنِي عِنْدَ مَلِيكِ الْخَلْقِ لِأَعْلَى الدَّرَجَاتِ
قُرْآنِي نَبْضُ حَيَاتِي قُرْآنِي طَهَّرَ ذَاتِي قُرْآنِي عَصْمَةُ أَمْرِي قرآني طوق نجاتي، قرآني نبض حياتي، قرآني طهر ذاتي، قرآني عصمة أمري، قرآني طوق نجاتي.
As I told you, the topic of this episode of today's special is about Quran in our life. The teachings of the Quran, when implemented correctly, significantly impact everyday life by prohibiting negative behavior, such as alcohol consumption, drug use, adultery, gambling, jealousy, greed, and arrogance. It encourages individuals to abandon destructive habits and guides us to be conscious, compassionate, intellectual, respectful, and trustworthy, subservient to the commandments and decrees of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In essence, the Quran is an eternal miracle gifted to this ummah by our beloved Prophet Muhammad, comprising the most significant speech of Allah applicable to all of men.
Sayyid Muhammad Ridwi.
Imam Ali alayhi salam was not only talking, he wanted this to, he was dictating it. He wanted somebody to write it down. What he says, Wallah, Wallah fil Quran. He says, I remind you of Allah. I remind you of Allah regarding the Quran. Because that is our foundation. You know, that is the only book in which we don't have any doubt about it. Any other book, you know, we never use the term Sahih before it. Because all the books of Ahadith, we have to individually scrutinize them to see whether they are reliable or acceptable or not. But Quran is beyond any level of, you know, doubt or criticism as far as the integrity of the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is concerned. And so this is something we have to keep in mind at all the times. And Amir al-Mu'minin here, you see, the first five items, he didn't even talk about salat. He talked about taqwa. He talked about being organized in your affairs. He talked about making peace when there is dispute among you. He talked about orphans. He talked about neighbors. And then he talks about the Quran. And this is where, you know, then he comes to salat and hajj and jihad and, you know, family ties and amr bil ma'ruf and nahi al munkar. So when he talks about the Quran, he said something very profound. And I think we really have to seriously look at it. It has been 14 centuries. Maybe we collectively as an ummah, we have lost that. But individually, we still have the opportunity to live by this wasiyyah. What does he say? He says, Wallah, Wallah, I remind you of Allah. I remind you of Allah. Fil Quran. Regarding the Quran, لا يسبقكم بالعمل به غيركم. It shouldn't be that others implement the Quran before you.
IRIB English Radio presents today's special, Every Day for 15 Minutes.
Be like the sun shining with light. Be like a rose spreading its fragrance in every part.
Today's special.
Be like the earth, humble and wise. Be like the rain, pouring all your love to every soul.
Now, what attitude should I have towards the Quran? All of us have a set of preconceived notions and perceptions about life, Quran and Islam that we gather from our respective cultures and societies. If we read the Quran thinking that we already know the truth, we will not gain true benefit from it. We'll only be able to grasp the message if we open our mind for it. When approaching the Quran, we shall cast aside our perceptions and try to understand the Quran as it was understood by the infallible Imams, Moreover, when the Quran says something that contradicts our beliefs, it is our beliefs that we must change and not the Quran. Those who are not willing to accept the teachings as they are, try to twist them to suit their own and take verses out of context to justify their actions and positions. This leads to misguidance instead of guidance. And the Quran mentions that some people are indeed misguided by it.
هذا القرآن يوحدنا لطريق الخير يوجهنا الله تعالى أنزله ورسول الله معلمنا ورسول الله معلمنا هذا القرآن يوحدنا لطريق الخير يوجهنا الله تعالى أنزله ورسول الله معلمنا ورسول الله معلمنا.
In this part of today's special, we have some tips to improve our understanding of the Holy Quran. One of the tips is make dua or supplications. Before reading the Quran, ask Allah to guide you. Your goal is to connect with Allah genuinely for the love of Allah through study, understand, and applying His wonderful words. Making a dua to Allah for assistance and guidance will be our most significant tool for doing this. Allah has promised to grant our request whenever we draw close to Him and offer a dua to Him. Let's end this episode of today's special by this verse from chapter Al-Baqarah. When my servants ask you, O Prophet, about me, I'm truly near. I respond to one's prayer when they call upon me. So let them respond with obedience to me and believe in me. Perhaps they will be guided to the right way.
Today we want to look at a tradition, a hadith from the Messenger of Allah, the Prophet Muhammad, may God's peace and blessings be upon him and his family, in which he gives us a beautiful similitude of the Quran in our hearts. And he gives us an antidote to clear and to purify and to remove any of the impurities which may have built upon our hearts over the last 11 months. And the Prophet says the following in this tradition. These hearts, just like iron, become rusted. And the way to remove this rust, the way to clean the rust from the hearts, is through the recitation of the Quran. I'm sure all of us have seen rust build up on metal tools, for example, that we might use in our garden, or for example, in our cars, or in many different things that have stayed outside, and the elements, you know, the water gets to it, the air, all of these chemicals get to these products and items that we might use in our gardens or around the house on a day-to-day basis, and they develop a covering over top of them, whether it be rust or air or something else. And obviously when we have that rust build up, we tend to want to clean it, to polish it. If it's some tarnish on a utensil, we want to polish it to make it look nice. If it's something that we're using, let's say in the garden, we might want to remove the rust from that to allow that tool to last longer, so it doesn't rot away, whatever the case may be. And so the noble messenger in this tradition shows us that just like these things develop a coating that we want to remove, similar do our hearts develop this coating, this rust, this impurity upon it. Many times we don't have really an opportunity to connect to Allah fully with a full focus and devotion to Him. We all lead obviously busy lives, and sometimes things just don't work out for us. And so we sometimes shirk in our responsibilities and our commitment to the faith. But definitely each and every single believer make an extra point to recite the Quran, to engage in extra worship. And as the messenger says, that the way to clean this rust from our heart, the way to polish our heart and remove any spiritual impurities which may have developed within it is to engage in the recitation of the Noble Quran. And so with such a reward promised to us, not only this numerical reward, but also a benefit of removing the rust from our hearts.
That was today's special from IRIB English Radio. We leave you in Allah's care. في أمان الله.
لا إله إلا الله الله ربي محمد نبي علي إمامي لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي
لا إله إلا الله الله ربي
محمد نبي علي إمامي
لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي